With KECU News, I'm Michelle Loxton. The commercial Dungeness crab fishing season is now open on the Central Coast. The season was delayed a month over concerns about possible marine entanglements with fishing gear. KECU's Erica Mahoney reports.
So far this year, there have been 23 confirmed whale entanglements along the West Coast. A half dozen were a result of commercial Dungeness crab gear. Crab pots sit on the ocean floor with lines stretching up to the surface. Back around 2015, the number of entanglements was much higher. So crab fishermen and environmentalists formed a working group to figure out how to avoid them. Karen Grimmer is with the Monterey Bay National Marine Sanctuary.
For the sanctuary, whales are an iconic species, so we don't want to see whales entangled, neither do fishermen.
With commercial crab fishing underway, Grimmer says the working group will be testing ways to improve the gear, such as using lines that are breakable. Last Friday, rescuers from multiple agencies freed an entangled humpback in the Monterey Bay. Peggy Stapp is co-founder of Marine Life Studies Whale Entanglement Team, or WET. The group used their specialized vessel known as the Whale Ambulance.
It's a real slow, step-by-step process. We assess the entire situation.
Fishing gear was wrapped around the body of the young whale. The rescue team determined the wrap would cut into the whale's body as it continued to grow. It's unknown at this time what kind of fishing gear the whale was entangled in. Erica Mahoney, KAZU News.